since independence. Education started at that time was indeed in the 1960s, Ghana was rated as the best African country with the best education system because we're able to get almost everybody into the schools. And the quality of education was high. But with time, education quality deteriorated. The economic conditions became very bad. A lot of people went to other African countries, especially Nigeria. We couldn't find enough teachers in the schools, and therefore education really went down until 1987 when we embarked upon the educational reform, which tried to address the issue but could not because the teachers were still not around.
Now, with the numerous educational structures that has been raised in the country, why hasn't Ghana regained its status?
We've put in certain structures, fine, they are there. But in any educational system, the teacher plays a critical role. If you don't have the right kind of qualified teachers and the right numbers, you will not be able to make it. The teachers that we have in the primary school, etc., they all went through the TTC. They have Certificate A. Certificate A is not sufficient. We cannot go back to the 50s where we had the leadership role because the kind of teachers that we have, we need to retrain them and prepare them well for the new age that we had entered into. We had all those structures, as you mentioned, but without the teachers to man and really help to nurture the young kids to acquire the right skills and so on, we were not able to respond positively to this. We stood behind because the teachers are not there.
Looking at the education system critically, you've enumerated some of the things that can be done that could elevate the status of education in the country. Now, what do you think can significantly be done to make Ghana rub shoulders with the world to acquire the necessary skills for these modern times?
I think there's a lot of money should be pumped into education because education is the mainstay of any country. If we cannot even start from junior secondary school, in the secondary schools, we need to ensure that we provide them with IT facilities so that everybody there is computer literate. We need to ensure that the laboratories and workshops are there to be able to train the people. That when they come to the universities, they won't have much of a problem. Even though the universities need support in terms of re-equipping the university. But I believe that the secondary level is a critical point, and that has been ignored, neglected for a long time. If we can do that, that will help us. And also, when it comes to the primary level, our children are not reading. We need to develop a reading culture in our country. So if we introduce measures that will enable us to promote a reading culture in the schools, a reading culture at home, this will be very important for us. The other point is mathematics. I believe that if we put in the right measures, we'll be able to interest more kids in the primary schools in mathematics. Because what is moving the world now is ICT. ICT is backed by mathematics. So if we're able to do that, I believe that we'll be able to rub shoulders. And the other thing is in the universities, research should be supported because you cannot talk about innovation and countries move by innovating their systems.